Yo, yo, yo. Hello and welcome to Full Access Hoops, an OTG basketball podcast. I'm your host, Corey Waldron. This podcast is mixed, produced, and edited by the one and only Nigel Freeman. This is episode 49. We're one away from 50. That's a milestone of some sort. Today's podcast, we are back with Jeroy, a.k.a. Slick Visions, and his YouTube channel. We have his live chat going throughout this episode. A lot of interactions. It's a good episode. We talk about the Lakers. I think we talk about the Lakers at some point. We go all over the place. The 50-point game by Rose. We talk about the Cavaliers a little bit. And we end with a heated debate about Al Horford and Steven Adams. That's like the last 15 to 20 minutes of the podcast. It's just anarchy and chaos between us three and the chat. So that's a fun part. And be sure to check out otgbasketball.com. Head over there for all the great NBA content we have coming out, the fun series we have going, and the podcasts. There's other podcasts out there. Just Ball Things, the Brooklyn Buzz, Celtics Express, the Burge Right, Players Watch, the NBA Outlet, the flagship podcast for OTG, in which I co-host with Nick Fay. Episode 124, it's a must listen. I'm high praise for that episode. We released it yesterday. It's a fantastic. It's probably one of the better episodes that I feel like I've done performance-wise. Like, I just... It's performance-wise. If I was up for it. I don't know. It felt like a really good podcast. So check it out. So now, let's get right into the hour-long mayhem with Jeroy and company. Nigel Freeman also is on this podcast. But first, run the jewel. Step into the spotlight. A top 10 moment all time?
Yeah, why not?
No, not all time.
Why not?
Come on, let's be easy on all time. We can't... That's like saying, this guy's the GOAT to everybody. No, it's not... It's a hell of a performance on 565 dribbles, but it is... No.
But it's not about the player, Corey. It's about the moment. It's about the whole journey. That game was D. Rose's whole career for the past... since he fell off. That moment, that staple moment was the pure definition of perseverance from an NBA player. There's not many players in the league that we see that from.
We can appreciate the obstacles he's had to overcome with the body, the fact that his knees have been an issue since his the MVP season. But, if we're going to hero a lot, make him a hero, be conscious of the fact that this is a guy who's he's got court hearings and a trial about, a gang rape.
I'm aware. He's just Chicago.
It's a fine line. Derrick Rose, this has been like a popular topic of conversation. It's a thin line between, can we really praise the guy fully with the stuff that we, obviously you're innocent until proven guilty. So I'm not saying anything. But... it's a fine line between praising him and saying this is, he's an ultimate comeback kid and he's making the, he's turning his career around, because there's still this, dark cloud, if you will, looming over him.
Yeah.
Well, let's not forget, like, I'm all for D Rose doing dope stuff. I'm a D Rose fan myself. This is just one game.
No, Ryan, you're good. Ryan, you're definitely good. I don't know if Corey's back. But somebody said, shout out to Full Access Hoops podcast right now. Just know that the voice behind Corey Waldron, it looks like the revamped Kyle Korver.
Another revamped.
It's not as Kyle Korver like, though. You got to give him that.
All right. I'll accept that. I'll be shooting up some threes all show. That's all.
Can we agree that Kyle Korver is one of the best three-point shooters of all time, at least?
Oh, no doubt. He's one of the best.
He's on the list.
No, there's a reason why he's 38 years old and he's still a hot commodity. The guy can shoot.
Shout out to everybody being here. Don't worry, guys. The stream is active. I realize that the video is all like kind of distorted. YouTube is having problems that I can't help, but the audio is here. We are here. Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah. Everybody who's tuned in right now. Welcome.
Exactly. Exactly, Ryan. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The video is distorted. I don't know why. But the audio is here, and that's what's most important. So what's up, guys? How's everybody been?
That's it.
Gucci, man. Yeah.
You guys?
I'm good. Basketball's in full effect. I don't know if a lot of people in the chat know, but I'm an Indiana Pacer fan, and we had two fantastic wins over the weekend, a 13-point comeback win over the Bulls, and then the next night, Victor Oladipo and the Pacers beat the Boston Celtics. Victor Oladipo had a jump shot to win the game that didn't even have the net move. It was just nothing but wet. Just wet. And then the steal on the other end, the deflection to seal the deal. And I was pretty hyped. I was yelling for the first time all season last night.
It reminded me of Westbrook a little bit. Westbrook would just pull up from 3-point and it just hit. It would just go right through the net.
I told you, Nigel, that's one of the guys I think that really heavily influenced Victor Oladipo was Russell Westbrook. Like, he definitely watched him play and learned how to be a winner and a leader that 1 year he was in OKC.
Yeah, that's tremendous, man. It's tremendous.
Kyle versus Ray Allen.
It's Ray Allen all day.
It's Ray Allen, like, but I've seen Kyle Korver shoot before a game. I've seen him probably knock down 50 threes in a row. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously Ray Allen's he's more popular, but you're a Pacers fan?
Who is?
KY in the chat.
I'm trying to get the chat up right now.
That's odd. That is odd. Oh no, Ryan, you're good.
Welcome to the nation.
Yeah, all day. Yo, guys, you see the Twitters. If you want to go ahead and follow Full Access Hoops on Twitter, guys, so you know when we're doing new podcasts, when they have new podcasts. Appreciate you guys being here. Once again, just listen to the audio. Yeah, Oladipo's buzzer and the steal. What?
Yeah, he was... It's funny, too, because he shot only 33% on the game. Like, he wasn't having a good shooting night at all. And then, you know, it's winning time. He had... the greatest quote, the greatest soundbite following in the game ever. So when they beat the Bulls, he's been having bronchitis, and Miles Turner and him were talking. And, you know, Miles Turner was like, you know, this guy's like a prima donna. You know how singers are. Because Victor Oladipo just dropped an album, too. The guy can sing. And Victor Oladipo was on the sideline, and he was like, you know, he's like, well, it's time to win, bro. Like, that's all he said. He's like, it's time to win, bro. And again, last night after they won, he was like, it's time to win. And that's like my favorite soundbite now from the season. Yeah. He was shooting 33 and he hit the two biggest shots needed, going head to head versus Kyrie and the Celtics. Like, it was.
Yeah. All the people got swagger, you know what I'm saying? Pulled off the Black Panther costume, makes music, dropped one of the most fire playoff press conferences ever. Nah, not ever, but it was dope. Yeah, bro, we're definitely going to get to that too, KY. That's a big one. Yo, who do you guys think has the best Halloween costume?
I mean, LeBron looked like a Jason Voorhees. That was pretty damn good.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go with Damian Lillard. I like the Stone Cold Steve Austin costume.
He even had like a little walk.
Once you add the walk with it too and the head back like that, I was like, oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that was a solid one for sure. I'm trying to think of if there were any other ones. Oh, Robin Lopez was the kid from
ESPN. Yeah, that was odd. That was creepy.
It was pretty good, though.
I saw it on your IG story, Corey, you was yelling.
Oh, the Pacers game. Yeah, following the end. Yeah, yeah, I was hyped up. That was a good night. My Saturday night lit.
Yeah. Yo, KY, I know you be on Instagram all day. Go ahead and follow Full Access Hoops up on Instagram. You said he could sing. Sing? Okay. Lakers signed Tyson Chandler. That's one of the things I wanted to talk about, too. Lakers signed Tyson Chandler as a backup.
Yep. Big move. Good move.
Big, big move. I don't want to hear from anybody. Big move. Chandler, vet, champion. Still got some oomph in him as a backup. Big move, bro.
He's the kind of voice this Lakers locker room kind of needs, too, from a vet. Because I feel like Rondo and LeBron can kind of play the bad cop. Tyson Chandler, to me, is like a good cop. I feel like he's the kind of guy who can pull guys aside after they're being, you know, yelled at and kind of change the tone of the message so they better understand it. Defensive anchor, their defense hasn't been that good so far this year. he's a good vet, solid 15 to 20 minute guy in the rotation, if I was to guess.
Yeah.
I don't remember who said this, but they were describing Lance as, we need to make him dance Lance on the court. That dude, like, he was balling. Like, I forget what game it was, but he had like 20 something points.
Yeah, I mean, Lance, you know, obviously being a Pacers fan, I've watched a lot of Lance Stephenson in my life. And when he's on and when he's hitting jump shots and he's got the playmaking going and the rebounding, he's really good. He's really fun. And they've had that so far. They've had that, you know, that guy who comes off the bench, has been a spark plug. It's been Lance Stephenson. And obviously, it's really fun watching him and LeBron play side by side after all their history. But Lance is a solid player for them. And JaVale McGee.
Guys, we got a question. We already talked about our candidates for, like, the awards and stuff. But who was everybody's MVP? I think I said LeBron or Adekunpo.
I said Antetokounmpo or Anthony Davis, with LeBron being a dark horse, I think.
Yeah, I said LeBron and AD. That's what I said. That's how I feel, Dominic. LeBron and Anthony
Davis. We were all on that LeBron AD wave.
Yeah.
Right now, the MVP is out west, and he plays for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, it's tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very tough.
Ridiculous. He's putting up better numbers than he did when he won the unanimous MVP a couple of years ago. That's how good he's been. He had 50 points last week. I mean, Clay had 52 this week, 14 threes.
Wait,
how about this stat? You guys will like this. Derrick Rose scored 50 points on 565 dribbles.
Yeah.
Clay dropped 52, I believe, on 50 dribbles.
Yeah, that's just the play styles of the team, though. As a ball player, like, Clay's a catch and shoot player, so hitting those threes, that's warm up. I respect the D Rose performance way more than that. Clay, like, I honestly expect that from him.
I'm with you on that too, because Derrick Rose doesn't have a Steph Curry. He doesn't have a Durant. He doesn't have all those pieces that you could go a game score 56 points without dribbling. You could do that. Derrick Rose has to work hard for that type of stuff.
Yeah. All it takes is a lazy night from a guard to not want to get over screens that they're getting hit by from the Warriors, and then Klay just knocking them down and getting hot. You know, that's the man who dropped 37 in a quarter. So. It's looking tough for a lot of teams in the league. It's looking tough for a lot of teams in the league.
It's always going to be tough in the league when there's a team like the Warriors.
Yeah.
I don't like watching them, but I like finding out that one player a night is destroying these teams, and they take turns. It's funny. I think it's really, really funny. They're like, they're in the locker room like, yo, Steph, you're doing it tonight, right? Yeah, I got you, bro. And he's like, yo, Durant, you got me tonight? I got you. I got the team on my back. That's how it goes.
Hey, they're picking straws, right? They're all back there with straws. Kurt goes, all right, guys, who's going to be my offense tonight?
Right. I just waited for Draymond to drop 50. It's coming. I feel it.
For them, what's been so incredible, too, is the ball movement. They're playing as hungry as I've seen them since before they won their first title. Like, this is a team that looks like they haven't won a title yet. They're more driven. Obviously, not many teams have gotten three in a row. You know, the last team to get three in a row was Kobe and Shaq. It just doesn't happen. LeBron and Wade got two in a row. Powell and Kobe got two in a row. Like, getting a three-peat is hard. And, you know, it's been, 18 years since? Or no, just 16 years since we had a three-peater. And this Warriors team, I think, is really hungry to try and be the next team.
Yeah. That's for sure. Just look at the way they dance in their warm-ups, you know? It's the way they warm up. It's the little things of basketball. That's what I'm saying. Like, look at the way they warm up. Look at the way they do shooting around. All of that.
They're one of the funnest teams, though. Like, if you're not watching the Warriors, though, like, I watched three games so far this year, and that's more than I watched last year, I think. This team, you've got to enjoy watching them. You should make yourself try to watch them, because these kind of teams are iconic, and we're going to be talking about this team for years to come against, you know, like the 96 Bulls.
There's something funny that came out the other day by LeBron. He retweeted by something. Somebody's like, yeah, the Warriors ruined basketball, whatever. He was like, they ruined basketball. You're a hater. If that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's, I mean, yeah. I always keep it 100 when it comes to the Warriors, you know? Like, I don't like them, but We know what it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
We know
Steph
what it is.
Steph Curry with the pot, boy.
You know who came to life this past week, too?
Oh.
Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Came alive. He had 28 against the Nets, 17 the other night, both of them on efficient scoring nights.
Yeah, that was. And in New York.
First
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, that was fun to watch. Like, I love that. Shout out C. Brickley, one of my favorite trainers on the gram right now. He, can I do shot? Well, you're editing this anyway. But shout out C. Brickley. That man was at the, he was on the sidelines of the game. And I kind of had a feeling that Melo was going to have a good game just because his trainer was in there. And I feel like he felt the obligation to go out there and get it. And Harden's out.
That was my next comment. Harden was out. Like, somebody had to kind of pick up that slack.
You had the first Chris Paul Melo, you know, mono like duo. Yeah. I think Chris Paul is 32 in that game. It was two buddies, the banana boat going at him.
Chris Paul had a crazy highlight. He had I don't remember who he crossed, but he had the dude dancing. Yeah, like literally waltzing with the dude on the court. Yeah. It was insane.
He threw that little fake pass, you know. I would have liked to see him score after that, but it was cool. Dominic, a lot of people feel like AD. Yeah, I can see why, you know what I'm saying? AD, you know, he gets down to business. The play styles of the teams are different. Clay's a catch and shoot. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, but Rose and Clay, yeah. And yeah, the Cavs, I can say it right now. I'm done watching. Yeah. I'm done. There's no more Cavs basketball in my future unless they play the Pacers. I'm done watching them. I've seen all I need to see. I don't need to see anything else.
For real. Shout out to my Ohio brother in the chat, Ryan. Shout out to the people over in Cleveland. I know that's your team, Ryan. Kevin Love, out 6 weeks. How bad can the record get, bro? You know, how bad can it
bad.
Make less than 20 games at this rate. That's kind of what it feels like. I got to say, not to toot my own horn on the preview series. Or actually, not the preview series. When Kevin Love's contract was signed, we had a podcast. And I predicted this to be one of the worst contracts in NBA history. And so far, it's been fucking terrible. He was shooting under 30% from or under 40% for the year already. Now he's out for at least 6 weeks. Nope. I'm full. No thanks.
LeBron always compliments the Warriors. That's one thing I think we all know. He loves Steph Curry, loves his play style. Like, you're right, Ryan. He's a big fan of the Warriors. Back to the Cleveland topic though, JR, I didn't see him wanting to be there much longer. You know what I'm saying? Like, LeBron is the only thing that uplifted that man to even get out there on the court. He lost his best friend. He left his best friend in New York, Melo. Then he leaves his other best friend. Well, his other best friend leaves him for L.A. JR is feeling down in the dump right now. Cleveland is a mess. And I love how LeBron did what he did. Came in, left the franchise. They ostracized him. Came back. Won you a championship and left your ass. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, he did what he said he was going to do. He said, I'm going to win a title here. And he brought a title.
The Cavs should honestly just tank, rebuild, just give up this season. They're washed.
Yeah, they're washed. Wait, in the future, maybe we'll get some viewers in the chat. Right now, we're just doing Google Hangout. So it's just the three of us for the podcast. But maybe in the future, we'll get some people in here.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, J.R. Smith's washed, though. He's not. It's sad, actually. Watch like old J.R. Smith highlights when he was on the Knicks or the Nuggets
or the Hornets.
Flying, just explosive, and he's just. I mean, he's still a decent basketball player, but he's just on offense. He's lost like three steps.
You can't smoke weed. Period.
Oh yeah. What about the Hornets too, Corey? Remember Hornets J.R. CP3?
What? What? He was on that team?
New Orleans. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really? That's right. He got drafted there?
I don't remember. I think for like maybe a year or two or something. Yeah. Baldhead JR. You guys didn't know that, huh?
Nah, I didn't know he played for the Hornets. I missed his career.
Yeah,
I just remember him on the Nuggets and then the Knicks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. New Orleans, I'm pretty sure. Let me just verify it, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, he was there 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know that either. Wow.
Yeah. So JR was over there, you know, he was super athletic. As I said, there, Denver. Enough of JR, though. what do you guys want to talk about next?
I mean, you're talking about the Kings are somehow 6-3.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
To Aaron Fox, man. Let's go. He's finally doing what he's supposed to do.
Last year, I picked him to be my rookie of the year, and he let me down. But this year, he looked phenomenal. He's exactly what I thought he could be. He's like John Wall 2.0.
Yeah, and every single night, he's like inching right towards a triple-double.
And he got one. You know, he's the youngest, another one of the youngest guys ever to have some kind of triple-double stat line. Feels like ESPN finds all of these stats that no one else knew existed.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Or they just make them up.
It could be that, too.
Can't lead us. That's the problem. Oh, yeah, of course Kevin Love can't lead the Cavs. Nah.
Hey, Ryan, Colin Sexton, some veterans in that Cavaliers locker room recently came out and said that they don't think Colin Sexton knows how to play basketball. So, I don't know how bright his future is. He's got vets in the own locker room telling the media that he doesn't know how to play basketball.
What?
I came out earlier today.
That's crazy, son. That is crazy.
Wow.
He was like a top 10 draft pick. What?
Eighth pick.
What? Yo.
Yeah, so that's not a good sign. He hasn't been impressive either to start off the year. He's been pretty rough. And then obviously that comes out, and that's never a good sign either.
And he thought he was going to keep LeBron on the team. He thought just because he was on the Cavs, he's like, yeah, LeBron's going to rock with me. We're going to win a championship. Yeah, right. That's what he said the night he got drafted. He's like, yeah, LeBron, stay with us, man.
Yeah, we all have hopes and dreams, and a lot of those dreams get shattered. And his dream of playing LeBron shattered.
Yeah, real quick. You see how happy Luka Doncic looked when he met LeBron?
Yeah, he got the signed jersey. He looked like a kid on Christmas.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I'd be such a fanboy if I met LeBron James. I'd completely break my my character.
Oh, yeah. I've met so many people, players, celebs, and none of them have made me react a certain type of way. But if LeBron, I'm fanboying. Crazy. He needs to know how much of a fan, how long I've been supporting him.
I was like, you broke my heart. The Pacers, every year in Miami, I was like, you broke my heart. But now I like it. You're a good guy.
Yeah. Let's go at Corey's head a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I've been dodging this a little bit.
Trae Young, Corey.
Yes. Let's bring this up, please.
Big double-double last night, Corey. I don't know. You know, it's still early. I've seen a lot of filet.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any video, or you guys would see that I'm hiding my face in shame. He's been really good. The one thing I have negative to say about him at this point in time is he turns the ball over a lot. He's a rookie. That Hawks team isn't very good, so that's growing pains. But he's shooting lights out. He's dishing the ball well. Defensively sucks, but the Hawks suck defensively anyways. Yeah, man, he's been extremely impressive to start the year and helped the Hawks get a couple of wins that they probably wouldn't have gotten without him.
Amen.
I was wrong. I said he's going to be out of the league in 6 years. I was wrong. I was 100%.
You said five. You gave me five.
Four.
No, I didn't say four. I definitely didn't say four. I said five or six. I think I said six. We'll have to fact check that for the next pod. I think I said six. But
Ryan, I appreciate you being here, little bro. For real. Ryan, you know, I appreciate you, bro. Wizards, 1-7. And I think they're playing New York right now, unless the game's already over.
Yeah, they're playing. I'm about to check the score, actually.
1-7 for the Wizards.
Yeah, it's crazy. I thought they were going to be really well. They have Dwight Howard now, and I feel like they were just missing a better center.
But he comes back today, I think.
Yeah, he's got 8-9. 8 points, 9 rebounds in 21 minutes.
Yeah, he came back today. Yeah. What's score looking like?
66-60. Not bad. Wizards suck.
You think John Wall's going to stay on that team for much longer?
He's signed up for the next couple of years, I think, still. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's a team we see make a trade. Bradley Beal, maybe. Otto Porter Jr. It feels like there's a shakeup that's needed. I think Scott Brooks is probably the next head coach that gets fired. Said that on episode 48 of Full Access Hoops, which is episode 49. But yeah, I feel like it's coming to an end for this Wizards core. And yes, Trae Young, his IQ is off the charge.
Yeah, shout out D3. Yo, absolutely. It's like you weapon.
I was just saying Dumb Smart New York. That's the brand. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's the brand. Yeah, shout out Dumb Smart New York. Shout out Walter Daughtry. Yeah, man.
Do you think the Wizards should trade for Jimmy Butler?
Who are they sending away in that deal?
They could give him Bradley Beal and whoever else they want to give him for that.
I don't think it will hurt. I don't think it will hurt, but I agree with Corey. Like, in basketball, it's so predictable when, all right, it's over. You know what I'm saying? You had this many opportunities, just like what Corey was saying last week about Kyle Lowry and DeRozan. If something has happened, just for the fans to be like, all right, change. Because if they keep saying the same thing, I mean, Bradley Beal and John Wall have had a lot of opportunity. No Eastern Conference Finals, right?
No, none. They talk enough game like they can, but
yeah, that's the thing, exactly. And this is the summer of separation. And I'm a John Wall fan. I've been a fan of John Wall since high school. Shout out John Wall. But he you know, it was the summer of separation for him coming into the season. So that meaning it's supposed to be a big season. And just the start, it's just terrible. Like, there's no reason they should have 7 losses right now. I don't care who they play.
I don't know how to put it into words what's wrong with this Wizards team.
That's what's up, Ryan.
It's just one of those teams that needs to change.
Yeah. Oh, he came back against OKC? Oh.
Yeah, he came back the other... You're talking about Howard, right? He came back a couple nights ago.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
It helped them, right?
I don't remember what he scored like a decent amount of points. I just don't remember the number.
Oh.
But Dwight Howard. Right? I forget what it was, his stats. It's pretty decent, though.
Paul George, bro. He has a foot problem I didn't know about.
Of course he does.
And supposedly that foot problem is running all the way through to his legs.
I haven't heard this. What's the foot problem?
I don't remember exactly, but it was a nerve. I think it was a nerve problem that he's been dealing with. And he said it was running to his leg. I think they even said to his arms, like it affects his shooting.
Really?
Is it plantar fasciitis?
And I think I did hear plant something in it. You look it up, but he's dealing with something. He's still playing, but if you look at his leg, he has
a dead foot.
Dead foot, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's not a good injury because that's one of those ones you could play, but you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be playing on it. Westbrook gonna have to carry the load.
It's in his left foot.
Okay. Yep.
Was that the one that was injured?
Broke his right foot a couple of years ago. Not his.
Okay.
So we got Donovan out with the hamstring, K-Love with the foot, Harden with the hamstring, Rose with the ankle. You think? What do you think about the Utah Jazz?
Underperforming. You know, they started off really good. They're just struggling offensively. They really need another dynamic scorer alongside of Donovan Mitchell, like a solid number, like a Tobias Harris, like somebody who isn't a first option but can be a second or a third option. They just missed that. Donovan Mitchell just hasn't been that impressive. I know he's been banged up, but he's been so inefficient and it's really hurting them.
I can't even say anything about the team because I personally have not watched one game yet.
You're not missing much.
You're not missing much.
I didn't think so.
They're a good defensive team, but the offense is just an issue. Yeah, and Dwight against the Wizards had 20 points and 3 rebounds.
Oh, 3. That's not enough. So 3 rebounds ain't enough.
Nope. Steven Adams.
Steven Adams eats down low, son.
Oh, yeah. He's a rebounder in the league.
He eats. He makes anyone down there just feel little.
Adams is one of my favorite, and he really, like... In college and then to the NBA. You see what he looked like in college and now, and then how strong this guy got? Because when he was in college, he was skinny, bro. He was skinny. He got so big. He got the look now. I've been a fan of Steven Adams. I like him a lot. And I know Westbrook likes him a lot, too.
Yeah, that's your dynamic duo right there. I don't consider Paul George and Westbrook the dynamic duo. I consider Westbrook and Steven Adams a dynamic duo for sure.
Mm. I think you can't put anyone off the list. I think you got to say it's the three.
True.
Yeah, it's just the three. What do you guys think about teams scoring super, super duper high? High in the hundreds. I think Bucks scored 144 points today. This is like the second team that has done that already.
Yeah, I think we talked about it briefly on the last show. Just there's no defense, and there's little defense because of how much fouling there is now. You really can't put your hands on another player, so it just allows these offenses, and obviously the pace, everybody's getting out in transition.
For sure.
But do you think that's more enjoyable? Like, I'd rather see how it used to be like 5 years ago, where you can get kind of physical with the player. I can't stand like every 2 seconds is a foul for some nonsense. Like, I don't like that.
It's what they've done across sports. I mean, look at the NFL. They did the same thing. They turned it into an offense-driven league. The NBA is getting very similar to it. People want to see high-scoring games. The other night, the Warriors had 92 points at halftime against the Bulls. You know, in the early 2000s, teams were barely scoring 92 points in a game. We got 92 points being scored in a half, and obviously we're shooting. You know, the Celtics, for example, shot 54 threes the other night. I mean, we're just jacking up so many three balls, and, you know, that's just how the game is. Last night against the Pacers, the Celtics had a 4-on-1 fast break, and I kid you not, Gordon Hayward dished off a wide-open layup to Jaylen Brown wide-open for a three, and they missed the shot. And it was in the fourth quarter, and after came back to, I think, bite them in the ass, you know, sort of, because you got to take those 3 points. But nowadays on the fast break, people aren't looking for the layup. They're looking for the three.
Yeah, how many threes did you say they said? You said 54?
They shot 54 against the Bucks, and they shot a team, and they made a team, a team record best 24 in that game.
Oh, I thought you made that. I meant they made that many. I was about to say.
What's 54 times three? That's a lot of damn points, let me tell you.
Hell yeah, I was about to say. So what?
Ryan says, Steven Adams to me is the best center in the league. I mean, y'all might laugh and disagree with me, but to me, he is. Definitely won't laugh. Like, he plays more like a center because he doesn't like score so much. So I can see why you're saying that. But he's definitely top five to me. He's definitely top five.
Let me get a pen.
Yeah, it's a stretch to say he's the best. He's good. He's on the list.
I think to say he's the best, you gotta take a step back and really look at the other centers in the league and say, would you really want, is Steven Adams really the best center in the league? For example, Steven Adams, Al Horford, probably going Al Horford. Steven Adams, Rudy Gobert, probably going Rudy Gobert.
Keep comparing.
I was waiting for an interjection. Anthony Davis is technically a center. Steven Adams is not.
But I tried that last week. Do we want to put AD in the center category or the power forward category?
He played every game this season as the center position that'll start off the game.
All right. So then I think with that being said, that Ryan would pick AD over, over Steven Adams. I'm pretty sure he knows that. But yeah.
Andre Drummond is probably a closer battle. Clint Capella, DeMarcus Cousins when he's healthy.
I'll pull back on that.
I'll pull back on the Capella shit. I know Corey's just throwing out names, but yeah, I'm pulling back on Capella.
The top. Those are top centers. Joel.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm not. I'm taking Steven Adams over Capella. I don't remember who you named before. I might even take him over Al Horford.
You're crazy. Al Horford does way too much all around.
I know he plays defense. I know he scores and stuff, but I just like a player that seems more aggressive and at my center position. Like if that's somebody I'm going to be on the court with, I don't know if I want to be on the court with Al Horford. I've seen some funny.
You don't think Horford's aggressive?
Yeah. I don't think he's aggressive either.
I will agree with Jarrell on that fact.
Al Horford has both sides of the court. He can shoot.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what the skill set is there. I'm talking about if I wanted to play with somebody, I'd probably take Steven Adams. And Horford, he Yeah, he scores, but I don't think he's aggressive. Like he bumps because he has to, you know what I'm saying? That's where he's at, but I don't know.
He's afraid of the ball when it comes down. I've seen Dellavedova bully him every time.
They want to protect the player so they can play for longer.
I'm just stunned right now that you guys seriously don't think Al Horford is.
I can't say he's aggressive, Corey. I think he's afraid of the ball.
He's not aggressive the ball offensively, but neither is Steven Adams. Steven Adams only catches oops and catches dish off.
Also, too, that's all he gets. Like they rely more on offense.
That's all he gets. That's all he has. He doesn't have an offense.
Oh, of course. Like I said, I know he's a better scorer. That's not even the conversation. But at the center position, at the center position, if I'm going on a game seven, I'm picking Steven Adams all day.
Now, Horford's a better scorer, a better passer.
I don't need scoring from my center. I don't need scoring from my center.
Hold up, time out. What's the rest of your team if you have Steven Adams in that situation?
Let's say the Miami Heat with D Wade, Ray Allen, and them. Do I want Horford or do I want Steven Adams? I know it's different for every team depending on what you need. I'm taking Steven Adams.
Better rim protector Al Horford, better defender Al Horford, better screener Al Horford. The only thing Adams had better rebounder.
That's stats. Can't lie to facts.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's stats.
I thought you were going off the stats.
I didn't know what you're looking at.
That's strictly Corey's opinion.
If we're going off stats, Horford does average more in all those categories besides rebounds, but he's also just better at all those tangibles and probably a smarter IQ. If I had to be honest, I don't have any idea what their IQs are because I don't obviously know them, so I can't really say that for sure. But it's how I feel.
I mean, like
put some respect on it a little bit, tiny bit.
People don't respect
coming from me because it's like weird coming from me because I like the Thunder and I like Steven Adams.
And it might that's what I'm saying. It could be a little biased too, but I'm still taking Steven Adams all day. But I've seen too much of Al Horford. I've seen him play overseas. I've seen a lot of funny stuff that I'm like, I'm good. I'll pass. I wish we could have Andre in the chat right now because I know he feels the same exact way. Yeah.
Is he in the chat?
Very questionable stuff from Al Horford.
What questionable stuff have you seen from Al Horford?
Well, when the Olympics goes on, what team does he play for?
He plays for
whatever team he plays for, Spain. No, he doesn't play for Spain. I think he plays in like green jerseys or something. He's just soft. He's just soft to me. I never seen him as somebody that I think could. He just seems soft to me. Like I've just seen soft stuff from him, a lot of soft stuff, and that's not what I want at my center position.
Flinches when the ball comes down from a rebound.
I know.
That's a play, though. Like that's him joking. Like, that ain't real. That's just, like, the thing he does.
Yeah, I'm not bringing up the flinching thing. That's not... I'm talking about actual game. I'm just talking about actual gameplay. The one thing I know as a ball player is that presence is very important, and I don't see many people being scared of Al Horford, regardless if he scores 14 points and 10 rebounds. Like, it's just how I feel.
Let me just see. All right, so this season, when he's on the floor, I'm about to check out Adam's stats just to see. The offensive rating for Al Horford this year is 107. Defensive rating is 99. I know you guys don't know what those numbers mean. It's just the per 100 possessions, he's whatever. Those are the numbers. And Steven Adams, just so we can do a little comparison by the stats. I know this isn't going to be the guy's mind.
I'm liking it, chat.
So let's see. Per 100 possessions. All right, so offensively, you guys are right. Steven Adams averages 100, has an 119 offensive rating. Horford has a 107 offensive rating, so he's 12 better than him on the offensive rating side. Defensively, Adams is a 105 to Horford 99. So you guys, your arguments are correct because you guys both said that offensively you think Adams is better and more aggressive, I should say.
No, I don't think I said offensively. I said defensive. Yeah, I didn't say offensive.
You think Adams is more aggressive defensively?
I think he's a better presence. And defensively, yeah, I do.
Yo, Adams here?
I gotta go.
Somebody get this guy, man.
Al Horford only plays defense. That's what he's known for. Oh my god.
I don't care. I don't care what he's known for. I don't care what he's known for. This is strictly my opinion. And also, two of the screen things. You said Horford's a better screener?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah. Now that's tough.
Because I would say it's Steven Adams just because how him and Westbrook move together. That's how he scores is by picking and moving.
I mean, that's true. And Dylan, how is he inconsistent in the playoffs? Al Horford has shot over 50% in almost every year he's been in the playoffs.
No, but I agree too. I agree too, though, Corey. I don't care how he shot. The percentage of his scoring has nothing to do with how he's performing in the playoffs. He did throw some big possessions last year in the playoffs and the year before that. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody could put up a good percentage. They look for him to score 50%. He better shoot 50%.
He had his highest true shooting percentage over the regular season of his entire career in the playoffs, not last year, the year before. His PER has always been elevated by 1 or 2 points in the playoffs rather than the regular season. He's gotten better in the playoffs, not worse. If you're looking at the numbers he's gotten every year in the regular season, the last couple of years, he averaged 15, 17, 17. In the playoffs, he's averaged 20, 20, and 20. He's gotten better in the playoffs, not worse. The numbers don't lie.
Yeah, I'm not a believer in the numbers don't lie, but I do think that... He's been
in the conference finals 2 years in a row, too. So it's not like the team's not succeeding.
That's hard to disagree with.
I mean, that's the obvious, though. We know the team's succeeding. What's good, Mojo?
Oh, that's tough. That whole... It's just like... at this point, it's almost like opinion rather than like...
It's been opinion. It's been opinion. I already broke down and said... It's been opinion. I already broke down and said that from a ball player's perspective, if I'm on the court, I am taking Steven Adams over Al Horford. In the playoffs, I don't care when it is. Al Horford could kick the boot. I played with centers that can score a couple points, you know what I'm saying, and rebounds and still throw the game. And from Al Horford, I've seen the stats. The stats have improved. Corey just broke down the stats. The stats have improved. He gets better in the playoffs. I hope he does. And I strongly believe that. But LeBron can put up amazing stats in the playoffs and still throw a game. That's what I'm saying. Anybody can put up good stats in the playoffs and still throw a game or still be the reason you lost the game.
Yeah, but I mean, he may have lost a game or two in the
playoffs. And I think we have to solidify that Steven Adams is better screener than Al Horford. I can't even get off stream with that with that one.
I don't know if that's a fact. Al Horford. I don't think you guys watch enough Celtics games to really know Al Horford. But
I told you I watched Celtics game and I watched him in the Olympics. I watched a lot of Al Horford.
He's a top 10 paid player in the league. So is that a mistake? Is that what you guys are saying? It's a mistake that he's making so much money. He's a top 10 contract in the league. So did the Danny Ainge, who's a genius GM by the public, mess up by Al Horford by your guys' standards?
Now hold on, I do have a question to know about this because I forget what team he was on before Celtics. He was on the Hawks before, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
And he won 2 titles in college for the Florida Gators.
Yeah, with a bunch of other NBA players though.
He was on the Hawks when they all were like all stars. I don't know. Like from seeing what I saw when he was on the Celtics the last few years, I'm gonna go with Steven Adams.
Oh, and just by the numbers, not to be a dick, Steven Adams' numbers have gotten worse every year in the playoffs, not better compared to the regular season. So Adams actually gets worse some playoff time than the regular season. Another little tidbit of stats.
And that you gotta also account for more shots going up by Westbrook, more shots going up by Paul George, play style changing. Adams also is a hustle player. I can't say the same for Horford.
Yeah, we can just get a discussion. We're not gonna. It's just.
Don't get me wrong. Horford is a hell of a player. Nobody is disagreeing, Corey. But Adams is a better all-around center. He hustles more. He is better defensively and better at screens.
Al Horford has 4 game-winning shots in a Celtics uniform. He's pretty clutch. The last seconds matter, and he has 4 game-winning shots as a Celtic.
Yeah, he do got some game winners. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel.
What I could say is like that's probably the only thing he has. Not the only thing, but that's one of the things he has up on Steven Adams is his shooting. He can shoot. Horford can shoot.
In my head, from everything I've watched, Al Horford, the only thing I can see up on Al Horford from Steven Adams is his shooting. That's just my opinion. But I do know that the Celtics aren't shit without Al Horford. That is just the obvious. He has hit a lot of game winners. Good debate. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we'll have some people.
I'm gonna post a poll on Twitter and we'll get some more votes on that. Cause I'm curious to see what the
if you're gonna ask it, who would you rather have?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. This is like funny. Like I'm not even looking at you guys anymore because basically I have like the thumbnail up so that they just hear the audio. So I'm just looking at myself.
All right. So I think we're wrapping up for this episode, right? I think we hit the hour mark.
That was an hour?
Heck yeah. Wow. That debate alone was like 20 minutes.
Wow. That was a good debate. I'm okay. Maybe that's how we should end every single one of these shows. We do a player debate. I think that'd be fun.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
No, I had to. Because Corey was naming centers, and I strongly agree. Obviously, like most of the centers that he named are better than. We weren't talking about Steven Adams initially. Who were we talking about?
We were talking about Steven Adams.
Most of those agree with. Most of those I agree with. I mean, pretty much all of them. I think he only named like five: Rudy Gobert, AD. Obviously, AD. I'm taking DeMarcus over Steven Adams. But the Horford one kind of threw me off. But I respect the opinion. Everybody is entitled to it. Horford is a hell of a player. Not even gonna deny. That's just fact. Yeah, obviously.
I would say Horford's a great value version of Draymond Green.
What?
Yeah. Get me out of here. Okay.
I wish I could see Corey right now, bro. I'm Yeah, Ryan, for sure, bro.
Oh man,
hot take of the night.
Oh god.
And also too,
hot take. I'm not even gonna edit that out. I'm keeping that in there too.
Hot take of the night. I like that. And Corey, let me ask you about that matchup specifically. Fuck the stats. You think Horford is having a good game with Steven Adams guarding him for most of the minutes he's in the game?
I mean, I think the best way to... Let's go to the box score. They just played.
I think that... Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Let's see. They just played a couple games ago, and the Celtics came back against the Thunder to win. So let's see how they matched up with each other in that game. Let's see. Go to the box score.
And that's also too if they were on each other.
Well, they're both the centers. They matched up probably majority of the time. Al Horford in that game played for 31 minutes, shot 43% from the field, had 19 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, and one turnover. Yeah, 1 turnover. Steven Adams, on the other hand, had 32 minutes of play, shot 50% from the field, had 6 rebounds, 2 assists, no steals, 1 block, 1 turnover, and 12 points.
That's a lot. And that's where I'm at with Steven Adams. He does a lot.
Well, no, he did less than the number.
With longer time on the floor than Al Horford did.
Yeah, but one thing, this is where you guys are getting, this is where we're not on the same page. Scoring, you obviously... Hal Horford is going to score more than Steven Adams. That's what they need him to do. They need him to score.
No, wrong. He's the fourth or fifth option offensively for that team. He's not. It's Kyrie, and then it's Tatum, and then it's Jalen, and.
But they still feed the post though. The Adams, like we established earlier, is not getting those touches. So that scoring stat is not even comparable for somebody that actually gets that.
It's just a box score. I mean, okay, so. Let's go by the offensive rating then for the players. It goes by the player when he was on the court. So when Al Horford was on the court, the Celtics had an offensive rating of 116, Steven Adams, when he was on the court, had an offensive rating of 104. And on the defensive end, Al Horford had a 92 defensive rating, and Steven Adams had just 106. So, I mean, in this one matchup in particular...
It's just one game. It's not enough. You know what I'm saying? It's not enough, but debate teams or players? What you mean, D-Free?
He's like, because like we're showing a player now, we could debate teams also, I guess he's trying to say.
I'm more of a player's guy.
Yeah, so I don't even know if the player debate's funner than the team debates.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no team I want to back up, but hold on. Does anybody have a timer for this podcast?
It's like 50 something minutes.
Oh, let me check. Oh, and the stream health was good. The video quality was good.
It's 57 minutes, 30 seconds right now.
What's good, guys? What's good? Yeah, 57 minutes and 10 seconds. All right, now I can see you guys.
So, Corey, take us out, bro.
So, again, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Full Access Hoops. Thank you for tuning in and checking us out. Make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. You can check us out at otgbasketball.com as well. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at KWALHoops, 1L KWAL Hoops. Check out the man, the myth, the legend, and Nigel Freeman at Miles_Free. Follow the brand at Full Access Hoops, and be sure to check out OTG Basketball as well. Nigel, take us out with a little heat. Let's get people leaving this podcast with a little bit of a let them have their chests sticking out. Till next time, peace out, knuckleheads.